Good morning and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, finally, another commentary coming your way. And this one's entitled, Nearing Midnight, The Signs of Nature, Pestilence. Dated December 2017. There would be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. That's Luke chapter 21, verse 11. Now these words given to the physician Luke concerning the last days leading up to the return of Jesus Christ. Now before I give a brief overview of this particular prophecy, let me say this. This category of signs has always been the least respected of all, even among believers. Now just the mention of them usually receives responses like, "Come on, what else is new?" Or, "There have always been earthquakes and tornadoes and diseases since the beginning of time." Now, while this is true, they have never been like they are now. And this is exactly what Jesus implied when he mentioned birth pains in his prophecies. You can see that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 8. Now, the bottom line is this. They are increasing exponentially and will continue to do so until the trumpet blows. In addition, the Apostle Peter also warned us of the naysayers in the end times. And I quote him. "Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, 'Where is the promise of his coming?' For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation." 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Well, have you noticed any scoffers around today? Okay, so let's take a quick peek into this particular segment of prophecy. Now, first of all, let's be sure we're on the same page concerning pestilence. Now, let's go to Webster's Dictionary, and it says this. 1. A deadly epidemic or plague. 2. Anything regarded as harmful. Now, with that said, let's begin. Now, just since the beginning of this century, we've witnessed some amazing events. Just in the first decade alone, we saw 5 earthquakes, 2 of which were over magnitude 9, that took the lives of nearly 1 million people. And since 2010, we viewed news headlines that shout out fear and trepidation throughout the masses. Now, here's just a couple of examples. This was a decade the earth struck back. Earthquakes, heat waves, floods, volcanoes, super typhoons, blizzards, landslides, drought that killed uncounted numbers. That was Reuters in 2010. And one comment from the scientific community at that time said, "The term 100-year event has lost all its meaning." Another, nature continues its increasing pummeling of the U.S. in recent years. Unprecedented triple-digit heat and devastating drought. Deadly tornadoes leveling towns. Massive rivers overflowing their banks. Billion-dollar blizzards. Where does it stop? The Associated Press. Next, something is frighteningly wrong with the weather. Records in most every climate category are falling by the day. Again, the Associated Press. And finally, more and more apocalyptic weather events happening worldwide. What on earth is going on? That from WorldNet Daily. Now, these are just a few of the increasingly apocalyptic doomsday headlines we are seeing across the world's press on almost a daily basis today. Look at just this year alone, right here in America. Now, few folks can recall a time in this country's when gigantic hurricanes the size of Harvey, Irma, and Maria slammed into Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. And what about the wildfires that have burned a record number of acres across the U.S. West? I mean, they were awful, man. There's more, but you get the picture. Now, as some of you are familiar, I podcast a weekly prophecy news report that highlights all the current prophetic events that are occurring worldwide. And of the various categories, nature and pestilence is usually the longest of subjects. Simply, the prophecies Jesus shared with us concerning these things is exploding everywhere. Again, you can look at Matthew chapter 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 for more detail concerning Jesus' words about the end of days. Now, here's a brief sample of just the past few days alone. This is just the last couple of days. Plague fears growing, entire world at risk. That was from the Express out of the United Kingdom. This is how it ends. 15,000 scientists sign a warning to humanity, letter predicting an imminent apocalypse. That was the Sun out of the UK. That's where I get most of my news, out of them in Israel, because the U.S. is only talking about Trump and sexual harassment, etc. California shaking. Quake swarms hitting the San Andreas fault line in Monterey County. Zero Hedge. Toxic algae. Once a nuisance, now a severe nationwide threat. That was Associated Press, and they were talking about the Great Lakes as well as a lot of waterways here in America. There's many more, but you get the picture. And this is just the past few days. Now, I could go on and just this in this prophetic category alone for hours, but this gives you at least a brief glimpse of the reality of truth concerning just this one prophetic subject alone. And it is quite obvious worldwide chaos in every prophetic category is on the rapid increase, and it will continue to escalate. Soon we will see wars break out in various locations and continue increase in natural disasters such as we are witnessing right now in the form of earthquakes and hurricanes and fire, and plague, drought, famine, the list goes on and on. And soon we are going to witness worldwide economic chaos of which the world has never seen. If you think social upheaval is bad now, well, just wait. Now, I know all this sounds negative and doomsday-ish, but I'm only quoting the truth of God's prophetic words, of which the vast majority will continue to be ignored, just like the days of Lot and Noah. But this is the assignment God gave the watchmen of his prophetic word. And no, it is not a subject of ministry one takes on if interested in winning a popularity contest. I guess that's why Joel Osteen and those kind of guys stay away from it. But then, the prophets of old learned this early on, didn't they? Now, I will close with this. One doesn't have to listen too hard to hear the distant hoofbeats attuned to the issues of events of our time in a biblically prophetic way. The horsemen of the apocalypse outlined in Revelation chapter 6 are mounted. The world can't yet see them looking across a terrain littered with hills and valleys of everyday life. But the spiritual ear can hear them rumbling beyond the immediacy of these quickly waning days of this age. That was a quote from Terry, Rapture Ready. I can hear the hoofbeats, and they are growing louder and louder by the moment. It is time for all of us to get our houses in order, to attend to the business that needs to be done before the trumpet blows. And I'm praying earnestly for each and every one of you to tune your ears and listen, and then you too will hear the hoofbeats. Until next time, this is Red.